兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to be all brothers and sisters.
过去一个礼拜，在温哥华教会非常热闹。
In the past week, there are many people at Vancouver Church.
因为联总文宣处所举办的英文作者写作营在温哥华举行。
Because Vancouver Church held an English writers retreat.
我们温哥华教会也有荣幸，神的恩典让我们可以接待这个圣工。
And thank the grace of the Lord, we had this honor to hold this seminar.
到今天这个工作营差不多要准备要结束了。
And today the seminar is drawing to an end.
那么我们也用这个早上的机会来讲一讲关于文宣文字的东西。
And we're going to take this opportunity to speak about a literal evangelism.
早上我们的题目是神的指头。
A topic for this morning will be the finger of God.
神造人跟动物有什么不一样呢？
What is the difference between God's creation of human being and animals?
当然可以从很多方面来讲。
Of course, there are many different aspects we can speak on.
其中一个很大的不一样。
The first biggest difference.
就是人会书写。
And that is human beings can write.
会把一些思想很抽象的东西啊，把它化成为文字来记录下来。
And that human beings can take what is abstract and what is in their thoughts and record it in words.
这个是动物所不会的。
And this is something that animals cannot do.
动物可以讲话。
Animals can communicate.
所以狗可以跟狗在叫，在吠，在吼。
Between dogs, they can bark and they can communicate.
但是你从来没有看到你家的狗有一天坐下来写一封信，来传给对面那只狗。
But you have never seen your dog sitting down writing a letter to the dog next door.
但是人就会了。
But for human beings, they will do that.
人可以把自己的感情写出来。
We can write out our emotions.
有很多不同的书。
We have there are many different kinds of books.
譬如说有情书，我爱你，我写一封情书给你。
For example, there are love letters that explain a person's feelings.
我爱我的家人，我写一封家书给我的儿子。
And if I love my family, I'll write a letter home.
我们要做生意，我们要写一个合约。
And if we're in a business, we'll write a contract.
神爱我们世人。
God loves us people.
不单只跟我们讲话。
He not only talks to us.
他自己也很爱写东西。
He also loves to write himself.
他也喜欢我们为他写东西。
And he also likes us to write for him.
那么从圣经里面看，
from the Bible,
到底神用他的手指头写了些什么呢？
What did God write with his fingers?
第一点，
the first point,
就是神用他的指头写了十条诫命在石板上。
The first thing was God used his fingers to write the Ten Commandments on stone tablets.
我们请看出埃及记上十一章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 31.
第十五节到十六节
，verse 15 and 16。
三十二章，对不起啊，出埃及记三十二章十五节。
Exodus chapter 32, verse 15。
十五到十六节。
15 and 16。
三十二章十五到十六节。
Chapter 32, verse 15。Moses turned and went down the mountain with two tablets of the testimony in his hands.They were inscribed on both sides, front and back, 16. The tablets were the work of God, the written. The writing was the writing of God engraved on the tablets.
再来看31章第18节。
Let us turn back to chapter 31, verse 18.
31章18节。
Chapter 31, verse 18. When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on the Mount Sinai, he gave him the two tablets of testimony, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God.
这里神在西乃山上面跟摩西讲话四十昼夜。
Here the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai for 40 days.
但是呢，在跟摩西讲完话了之后呢，就把两块石板交给摩西。
And after the Lord finished speaking with Moses, he handed him two stone tablets.
这里强调这两块滑板是神用自己的手指来写的。
Here emphasizes that the stones were inscribed by the Lord's fingers.
当然神是灵，要写东西也不一定要手指。
Of course, God is spirit, and he does not need a finger to write.
只是这里强调，这里是神亲笔的，神自己写的，并不是摩西抄的。
But here emphasizes that God wrote this himself.
是第一手资料。
And this would be the first recording.
我们看那个世界的一个电影啊，或者是卡通啊，圣经的卡通都看到摩西拿两块法板啊，一块有五条诫命。
And when we see the cartoons and movies of the Ten Commandments, we'll see Moses coming down Mount Sinai with two tablets, five commandments on each.
一面有五条，一面有五条啊。
And you have five commandments on each side.
其实对不对呢？
But in reality, is this true?
应该是不是对的。
This is actually not true.
因为第十五节、十六节，三十二章十五、十六节说两边都有写的。
Because in chapter 32, verse 15, it says they're inscribed on both sides.
神是喜欢 double size 的。
And God writes on double-sided.
不要浪费石头，前面写几条，后面写几条。
He does not waste the stone, he'll write on both sides.
所以记得以后教儿童班不要画作一面的五条，可能三条两条，三条两条说不定。
And so next time you teach an RE class, remember it is not only on one side.
啊，但是为什么神要自己写了？
Why is it that God wrote this himself?
全本圣经都是神所默示的。
The whole Bible came from the revelation of God.
只有十诫是神自己写的。
But only the Ten Commandments were written by God himself.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为十条诫命太重要了。
Because these Ten Commandments were just too important.
所以神说要第一手资料，我自己写，没人可以帮我改的。
So God himself wrote this very first recording, so nobody else could change it.
啊，刚刚我们32章第16节啊，这里说这是神的工作，字是神写的，刻在板上。
In verse 16 of chapter 32, it says, "This is the work of God. The writing was the writing of God."
啊，所以啊，神的诫命是不能改的。
So God's commandments, men cannot change.
啊，旧约里面有很多其他的东西。
In the Old Testament, there are many other things.
有诫命，就是 Ten Commandments 哦。
They're the Ten Commandments.
还有律例典章。
And there are the laws.
啊，什么叫律例典章呢？
What are the laws?
就是譬如说要什么怎么样来献祭啦。
For example, how to take an offering.
啊，有多少种的献祭要怎么献呢？
And there are many different kinds of offering. How do you go about doing these?
啊，然后有卫生律 ，hygienical law.
And there are also hygienical law.
啊，就是什么都是礼仪上干净，什么东西可以吃，什么东西不可以吃的。
For example, things that are sanctified, things that are clean that you can eat and cannot eat.
啊，但是这些律例典章呢
？But for these laws.
啊，这旧约里面是适用的。
These are only come in effect in the Old Testament.
但是新约在恩典之下就不需要遵守了。
Under the grace of the New Testament, we do not need to obey these laws.
主耶稣已把它成全在十字架上面。
And God and Lord Jesus has taken this upon the cross.
比如说，旧约的选民犹太人不可以吃猪肉。
For example, the old Jewish could not eat pork.
但是今天我们喜欢的话，可以每一餐都猪肉。
But today, if we like to, we can eat pork every day.
啊，旧约不可以吃虾子。
In the Old Testament, they could not eat shrimp.
因为不洁净的。
Because they were unclean.
不能吃螃蟹。
They could not eat crabs.
今天我们吃螃蟹吃得很高兴。
But today we feast on crabs.
所以那些律例典章在恩典之下就已经成全了。
So these laws were fulfilled under the grace.
但是十条诫命呢，还是要遵守。
But the Ten Commandments we still must obey.
因为是神自己写的。
Because these were written by God Himself.
我们请看马太福音第十九章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音第十九章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 19.
啊，从第十六节开始啊，有一个人来问耶稣，怎么可以得永生
？Starting from verse 16, a young rich man went to Jesus and asked him how to achieve eternal life.
啊，请看十九章十六到第十七节。
Let us read chapter 19, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16. Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what is a good thing must I do to get eternal life?" 17.Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments."
这里是主耶稣的回答。
This is the reply of Lord Jesus.
有人说我们在恩典时代不是靠行为得救。
Many people say that in this time of grace, we're not saved by our actions.
啊，诫命要守不守不重要。
And whether or not we obey these commandments, it is not important.
但主耶稣把这个讲法完全否定了。
But Lord Jesus denied the saying.
有人来问耶稣怎么得永生。
This person came to ask Jesus how to get eternal life.
主耶稣第一句话就讲了。
What and first thing Lord Jesus said?
你如果要进入到永生，就要守诫命。
That if you want to achieve eternal life, you must obey the commandments.
什么诫命呢
？What are the commandments?
第十八节主耶稣就讲了。
In verse 18, Lord Jesus said.
啊，就是不可以杀人，不可以奸淫，不可以偷盗，不可以做假见证陷害人。
Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony.
要孝敬父母，爱人如己。
Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself.
所以这个很明显就是十条诫命。
And this obviously is the Ten Commandments.
我们今天信了主了。
Today we were believers of the Lord Jesus.
没有错，是靠耶稣的恩典得救。
And it is true we are saved by grace.
但是不能说我信了什么都不用守了。
But you can't say now that I have believed, I don't need to obey anything.
不要忘记是耶稣神了亲手写了十条诫命，今天我们也要守。
You must remember that the Ten Commandments written by Lord Jesus' finger, we must obey.
我们再来看启示录第十二章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 12.
在圣经里面最后一卷讲到末世的人也要守诫命。
In the last book of the Bible, in Revelations, it talks about obeying the commandments.
启示录第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
啊，我 们看第十七节。
Let us look at verse 17.
十二章第十七节。
Chapter 12, verse 17. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offsprings, those who obey God's commandments and hold the testimony of Jesus.
啊，这我们两个礼拜前呢、啊，有讲到关于天上的战争啊，这个龙跟妇人的征战。
Two weeks ago, we talked about this battle in the sky, the woman and the dragon.
啊，龙就是代表魔鬼。
The dragon represents Satan.
啊，妇人代表教会。
And the woman represents the church.
这个妇人的儿女就是教会的真信徒了。
And the offspring of the women are the members of the church.
谁是神的儿女呢？
Who are these children of God?
第十七节讲得很清楚。
In verse 17, it tells us clearly.
两个方面。
There are two aspects.
第一方面就要守神的诫命。
It is those who obey the commandments of God.
第二呢，就要为耶稣做见证的。
And those who hold the testimony of Jesus.
所以两样都要。
So we must have these two points.
不能说啊，我信了耶稣了，靠恩典得救了。
We cannot just say we believe in Lord Jesus when we were saved by grace.
什么恩典都不用，什么诫命都不用守了。
And we do not need to obey the commandments.
就是看圣经只看一半。
This is only reading half the Bible.
啊，什么诫命呢？
What are the commandments?
十条诫命。
The Ten Commandments.
但是今天最多基督徒没有守到的是哪一条诫命呢？
But today, which commandment is the one that is most neglected?
今天很多教派的信徒都很爱主。
There are many denominations who love God very much.
为耶稣牺牲很多。
And they sacrifice a lot for Lord Jesus.
常常传福音。
And they evangelize.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But in the Bible it tells us.
除了为耶稣做见证之外。
That we must hold testimony for Lord Jesus.
要守诫命。
And we must also obey the commandments.
最多人没有守了就是没有守安息日第四条诫命。
And the commandment that's most neglected is the fourth commandment to honor Sabbath.
你看全球五十亿人。
In the world, there are 50 billion people.
5 billion.
5 billion people.
到底有今天我们看今天礼拜六多少人真的是安静下来守安息日不做俗事来守诫命呢？
And let us see how many people on the Sabbath day put down everything and come to obey Sabbath.
所以神自己写的我们不可以改。
So whatever God put down himself, we cannot change.
有人说信耶稣很麻烦。
Some people say it is a hassle to come believe in Lord Jesus.
那么多诫命，这个也不可以做，那样也不可以做。
And there are so many laws you have to obey. You cannot do this, you cannot do that.
甚至我听过有慕道朋友讲。
There was once I heard a truth seeker friend say.
道理都很好。
That your truths are very good.
但是我现在不能信。
But I cannot believe now.
信了就没有自由了。
That if I believe now, I will lose my freedom.
我要在外面多玩一玩。
That I will be in the world and be free.
以后我再来信。
And then I'll come and believe later.
但是我们来想一个问题。
But let us ponder upon a point.
神为什么亲自用指头写十条诫命给我们？
Why is it that God wrote the Ten Commandments himself?
我们看提摩太前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
提摩太前书第一章第五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith.
这里说，命令的总贵就是爱。
Here it says the goal of this command is love.
神为什么要给我们那么多诫命呢？
Why is that God gave us so many commandments?
不是要看我们活得不耐烦，要让我们辛苦一点。
It is not that he wants to make our lives harder.
而是因为罪进到世界之后。
It is because sin has entered the world.
外面的世界太危险了。
And the world outside became dangerous.
神知道什么地方才是安全的。
God knows what places are safe.
就是用诫命把我们拦下来。
And he uses these commandments to guard us.
把我们围在一个安全的地方。
And to protect us in the safe place.
这个就是爱了。
And this is love.
自从家里有几个小孩之后。
Ever since I had children at home.
家里充满了小孩子的声音。
And at home it is filled with the sound of the children.
常常听到我太太在跟小孩子讲的话是什么呢？
And what do I often hear my wife saying to my children?
当然是常常骂小孩了。
And of course, she scolds them.
想骂他们说这个不可以。
That you cannot do this.
这个烫烫。
And this is hot.
这个危险。
This is dangerous.
不要靠近窗户。
That you cannot approach the window.
不要去楼梯口。
Don't approach the staircase.
不要玩这个。
Don't play with this.
这个很脏，不要摸。
This is dirty. Don't play with this.
整天都是这样喊。
And I hear this every day.
哇，真的是听到有时候是蛮烦的。
And of course, you will get annoyed when you hear this a lot.
为什么母亲、父亲会那么啰嗦？
But why is it that the parents have so much to say?
这个不可以，那个不可以了。
That you cannot do this and cannot do that.
可以，你可以去做啊，但是你做了自己就受苦了。
Of course you can do it, but after that you will have trouble.
这个很烫，你去摸你就自己受苦了，烫到了。
And if this is hot, if you touch it, you will get burned.
你靠近这个窗户，你掉下去你就死掉了。
And if you approach the window, if you fall over, you will die.
所以诫命就是神给我们的爱。
So the commandments are the love of God.
把我们围得好好的。
And it guards us.
我们在这个范围之内，我们就安全了。
In this area, we're safe.
但是人就是不喜欢诫命。
But human beings do not like this commandment.
喜欢自由。
They like freedom.
所以自己常受苦。
So often we'll meet trouble.
所以诫命的总归啊，命令的总归就是神的爱啊。
So the goal of this command is love.
所以我们不要把信主看来是一个受苦的事情。
So you must not think that believing Lord Jesus is something painful.
不要把守道理觉得是重担。
And we must not think that obeying the commandment is a burden.
这是对我们好的。
This is good for us.
像十条诫命，我们等一下慢慢看，一条一条看，我们守了，对我们是最好的。
And if we go through the Ten Commandments one by one, we'll see that obeying these are good for us.
比如说第一条诫命是什么？
For example, what is the first one?
我们只有独一的真神。
That we will have only one God.
你说我不要，我要拜别的神呢？
If you say no, I want to worship other gods.
可以啊，你可以去拜别的神。
Of course, you can worship other gods.
但是圣经说，以别神代替真神的，他的愁苦叫加增呢。
But in the Bible it says, for those who take another god other than the true God, they will have suffering in their life.
圣经也说，要守安息日。
And the Bible also says to obey the Sabbath.
我们可以不守安息日。
Of course, we cannot not obey the Sabbath.
如果不守安息日会怎么样？
And what will happen if we do not obey the Sabbath?
我们这个时候不在这边安息，我还在那边忙啊忙啊。
That at this time we're not here resting, we're outside busy.
心里没有安息啊。
In our hearts, we do not have rest.
但是我们听神的话语来这边，心里有安息。
But if we listen to the words of God inside our hearts, we come here, we have peace.
神也祝福我们。
And God blesses us.
有什么不好呢？
What is so wrong about that?
圣经说不可以犯奸淫。
In the Bible, it tells us not to commit adultery.
有人说我要在外面玩一玩啊。
And some people say, I want to do that.
好啊，你去犯奸淫啊。
And of course, you can commit adultery.
但是自己的家庭也破碎了。
But then you will break your family.
啊，别人的家庭也破碎了。
And you'll break somebody else's family.
自己的身体也弄得不好了。
And you will commit sin against your own body.
到最后老的时候什么都没有。
And when you grow old, you will have nothing.
自己跑出去，自己受苦。
If you go over the boundaries, you will suffer.
圣经说不可以贪心。
In the Bible, it says, "Do not be greedy."
石头诫命说不可以贪恋别人的东西啊。
In the Ten Commandments, it tells us not to covet.
你说我要贪呢？
Some people say, "I want to take." That.
我要更多。
I want more.
这个谁在受苦呢？
And who will suffer for this?
自己在受苦啊。
Of course, it'll be ourselves.
每天都不开心。
That we're not happy and content.
每天都想说我得不到别人的东西。
We'll think that we do not have this.
所以诫命到底是好。
So this commandment is actually good.
是神的爱。
It is God's love.
就像我们看到别人街上的小孩子哦。
For example, if you see the children on the streets.
我们不会说，哎，你不可以这样子哦。
We won't say, oh, you cannot do this.
但是自己的小孩呢，就说你会危险的，你要小心。
But if it's your own children, you will say, you have to be careful, don't do this.
所以神的指头写下十条诫命给我们。
So God uses fingers to write the Ten Commandments for us.
我们要好好记住。
We must remember this.
那么说到这里，神不单止自己在写。
So.
神不单止自己在写哦。
Not only did God write this himself.
神也叫摩西写。
God also told Moses to write this.
我们请看回来这个出埃及记。
Let us turn back to Exodus.
34章。
Chapter 34.
27-28节。
Verse
27. 27节。
Verse 27. Then the Lord said to Moses.Write down these words, for in accordance with these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel.
啊，这是神除了自己写十条诫命之外，他要叫摩西说，你要把其他我所讲的那些律例典章，通通要写下来。
Not only did God write down the Ten Commandments himself, he told Moses to write down all the laws that he had said.
啊，我想摩西在山上四十昼夜，大部分时间都在写东西。
And I think for the 40 days on the mountain, Moses has been writing most of the time.
以前也没有 laptop， 也没有电脑。
Before we didn't have laptops.
啊，今天的话，我看大家来写作业，但是很少拿笔的，都是拿电脑的。
And I see today people in the writers retreat, they usually take a laptop.
啊，但是摩西没有电脑啊。
But Moses did not have a computer.
用什么东西写呢？
What did he use to write?
可能是写在羊皮上吧。
Maybe they wrote on lambskin.
啊，所以他写了很久。
So he took a long time writing.
为什么神叫摩西把它写下来了？
Why is that the Lord told Moses to write this down?
神讲那么多东西。
God spoke so many words.
不写的话，怎么可能记得下？
If we do not write this down, how can we remember them?
你看，从这一章34章开始，很多律例典章、账会末啊、立位记的法律啊，都是神当年所讲的话。
We can see from chapter 34 on the laws of the tabernacle and the laws of the Levites. There are many laws.
这里告诉我们一点。
So this tells us a point.
神的话语很宝贵。
That the Lord's words are very precious.
如果我们听了不写下的话。
If you listen and do not write this down,
很快就会忘记了。
Very quickly we'll forget them.
如果摩西说，哎，没关系，我不用写，我回去就可以，绝对是忘记的。
And if Moses said, "That's okay, I'll remember this when I leave," he will forget them.
啊，二十年前。
20 years ago.
小弟还在念初中的时候。
When I was still in high school.
啊，有一个老执事。
There was an elderly deacon.
有一天呢，送了一本空白的笔记本给我。
He gave me this blank notebook.
这个笔记本。这个题目啊，那个名字叫《听之夜》，The Page of Listening.
And the topic on this notebook was that it said The Page of Listening.
啊，这是空白的本纸。
And this is a blank notebook.
啊，他说他勉励我。
And he encouraged me.
来教会听道理。
To come to church and listen.
你会写字啊？听道理，把道理写下来。
And you can write, so write down the words you hear.
这是我第一本听到的笔记本。
And this is my first.Sermon notebook.
啊，那时候我很乖啊，啊，老师是给我这本，我就乖乖写笔记啊。
And that time I was very good. I took the notes.
哎，我发觉写笔记有好几个好处。
And I noticed there are many good things coming from taking notes.
第一个好处。
And the first advantage.
啊，写笔记的话比较不容易打瞌睡。
That when you're taking notes, you won't fall asleep.
有时候很累啊，想打瞌睡。
Sometimes you feel very tired. You want to drowse.
但是一边听一边写，哎，就比较不会打瞌睡。
But when you listen and write at the same time, you won't be dozy.
还有第二个好处呢。
And the second advantage.
道理哇，听的时候很感动，很好。
When you listen to the truth, you'll be touched.
但是记忆力有限。
But of course, your memory is limited.
好了，写下来。
So when you write this down.
回家了就可以再看。
And when you go home, you can read this again.
每次打开这篇讲章，这篇笔记。
And every time you open to this page of notes.
就好像神的道理再一次在跟我讲话一样。
It seems like again God is speaking to us.
所以，从此我就开始有这个讲道这个听道理写笔记的习惯。
And so from that time on, I had the habit of taking notes in sermons.
啊，所以我想我们今天也可以慢慢来培养这种好习惯。
So I think today we can also take up this good habit.
因为好习惯是要培养的。
Because for a habit, we must practice it.
啊，笔记写法有好几种。
There are many different kinds of ways to take notes.
最简单的。
And the easiest way.
我们起码就把题目还有今天的经节写在笔记上面。
And simply we can write down the topic and the verses.
有时候你觉得这个经节很好啊，但是哎，圣经一翻一盖起来就找不到了。
Sometimes we'll feel that this verse is very edifying, but when we close the Bible, we'll forget where it was.
啊，所以写在笔记本上面，几章几节，几章几节。
So your notebook, you note down what book and what page it was on.
你试试看，做一个月之后，你会发觉说，哎，我圣经会比较熟了。
And you can try this after 1 month, you'll realize you're more familiar with the Bible.
啊，第二种写笔记的方法。
And a second way to take notes
啊，就是把大纲啊写出来。
Is to take down the outline.
比如说刚刚我讲第一点，就是用神用指头写十条诫命。
For example, the first point I made was God uses fingers to write the Ten Commandments.
啊，你就写下来了。
Then you can write this down.
啊，第二个重点，等一下就讲，就写下来重点。
And the second point you can write down again.
所以你写完之后，可以保证你两个礼拜之后、三个礼拜之后，你也会有点概念啊，这篇到底是讲什么的。
And after you've written these down, of course, 2 or 3 weeks later, you'll still remember them.
不然之后我问你上个礼拜我讲什么，大概我们大部分说，哎，上个礼拜对，到底讲什么
？And if I ask most of you what I spoke last week, you will think, what did I spoke?
所以啊，写笔记第三个方法。
So there's a third way to take notes.
如果你还是喜欢写的话，不单只把大纲写下来，还要把自己一边听一边的心得也写下去。
If you do like to write, not only can you write the outline, you can also write your reflections.
比如说传道讲这一点。
For example, a preacher can speak upon this point.
但是你可以想到说，哎，除了他讲这一点，还有另外一点有圣经有关联的，你可以自己马上就写在下面。
If you think other than this, what preacher has said, there's another point in the Bible. You can note it down as well.
哇，这个笔记就是活的了，就是你的东西了。
And this note will be living; it'll be yours.
所以啊，这个是非常好的。
And of course, this will be very good.
啊，所以我们要试试看，培养试试看，培养一下写。听到写笔记的习惯。
So let us try to have this habit of taking notes during sermon.
还有不单只听到可以写笔记。
And not only can you take notes during sermon.
我们试试看读经的时候也写写笔记。
Let us try to take notes while we read the Bible.
啊，读什么？怎么写笔记呢
？How do we take notes?
你读这个经节。
When we read through a verse.
你觉得有什么感动
？And what do you feel?
或是什么问题
？Or if you have any questions.
把它写下来。
You can note it down.
再找答案。
And then find the answer.
你会发现读经是很兴趣的事情。
And you'll find that reading the Bible is very interesting.
不然就有时候那么累啊，读读读读读，读完之后就想睡觉了。
Or else you will feel it's very tiresome to read the Bible. You'll fall asleep.
为什么读经的时候把喜欢那一节也抄一次
？And when you read the Bible, you can note down your favorite verses.
啊，你不需要写什么，就是抄一次喜欢那个经节就好了。
You don't have to write much. You can just write down your verse that you like.
所以神很喜欢写东西。
So God liked to write himself as well.
神也要摩西写东西。
And God also wanted Moses to write.
啊, 神也要我们写点东西啊。
And of course, God wanted us to write as well.
啊, 那么第二点。
And second point.
神今天要再次写。
Again, today, God will write.
不是写在石板上。
He won't write on stone tablets.
而是写在我们的心板上。
He wants to write on our hearts.
我们请看哥林多后书第三章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
啊，第一到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4。
哥林多后书第三章一到第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1 to 4。
请读。
Are we beginning to command ourselves again, or do we need, like some people, letters of recommendations to you or from you? 2. You yourselves are our letter written on our hearts, known and read by everybody. 3.You know that you are a letter from Christ, the result of a ministry written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human heart. 4. Such confidence as this is ours through Christ before God.
这里保罗写信给哥林多教会。
Here Paul wrote to the church in Corinth.
保罗这里讲到另外一种信。
Here it tells us, Paul tells us another kind of letter.
一般的信是用羊皮、用纸来写的。
Most of the time, they wrote letters on paper or on skin.
但是保罗说有一种信并不是用纸来写的。
But Paul mentioned there's a kind of letter not written on tablets of stone.
第一种信。
The first kind.
信徒就是传道人的信。
The believers are the letters to the preacher.
因为有人要问保罗说你的信在哪里啊？
And some people ask Paul, where are your letters?
推荐你那封信在哪里啊？
Where are your recommendations?
保罗说你们这是我的信啊。
And Paul said, "You are my recommendation."
我传福音给你们。
That I have preached to you.
我们使徒的行为怎么样？
How did the apostles act?
你们自己看得很清楚。
You can see for yourself.
你们就是我们的信。
And you will be our letters.
我觉得这一点也很好。
I think this is a very interesting point.
别人是我们的信。
That another person will be our letter.
有时候我们想打听一个人的消息。
Sometimes we want to find out something about a person.
我们不会说，哎，到底你是好还是不好？
We won't ask the person, is this person good or bad?
我们通常就问旁边的人。
We'll ask somebody beside him.
你觉得 Kitty 好不好啊？
And they'll ask whether this person is good.
哇，好，她很乖。
And they'll say she is very good.
问第二个人说，哎，觉得 Kitty 这个姐妹怎样？
And you ask somebody else, how is this person?
她很认真。
And you'll say she's very dedicated.
多问几个人都讲这样的话，哎，他们都是这位姐妹的信啊。
And if many people say so, there'll be recommendations.
我们今天也是一样，有些事情不用自己讲。
For some things, we do not need to speak for ourselves.
有些东西不用自己强调。
And we do not emphasize ourselves.
我们怎么样，别人有眼睛看。
Whatever we act, other people will see.
我们要靠主，我们的灵修自己。
And we must rely on God and cultivate ourselves.
最有力的并不是自己替自己讲话。
The most powerful words will not come from ourselves.
最有力的是别人替你讲话。
The most powerful words will come from other people.
所以这第一封信。
So this is the first kind of letter.
第二种信呢？
What's the second kind
这里保罗说啊，你们就是基督的心啊。
Here it says you are the letters of Christ.
借着我们来修成的。
And that are written from the result of our ministry.
啊，是用不是用墨水来写的。
It is not from ink.
不是，但是用永生神的灵来写的。
But it's from the Spirit of the living God.
是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
我们全体信徒都是一封信哦。
That every member is a letter.
要介绍谁呢？
And who are we recommending?
要介绍基督耶稣给世人认识。
That we have to recommend Jesus Christ to the people.
啊，我们这封信要怎么写呢？
How do we write this letter?
这是我们的行为了。
And it is our action.
如果我们的行为好，
If we act well,
别人一看到，
And other people see,
哇，这封基督的信很有力量。
And this letter from Christ is very powerful.
真耶稣教会的信徒都很认真。
That you'll see the members of Jesus Church are very dedicated.
都很有爱心。
And they're very loving.
这个教会是真的。
This church is true.
他们都来信了。
And they will come to believe.
所以这个我们就是基督耶稣的信啊。
And this is to say that we're letters from Christ.
所以要好好的写。
So therefore we must write well.
但是不是一下就写好的咯。
Of course, this will not be a very quick letter.
我看这两天啊，那些英文的这个写作营的人啊，都很认真啊。
And I see that these past few days, the members of the English Writers Retreat were very dedicated.
哇，晚上11点都还没睡，在说什么呢？
And they did not sleep at 11.
在修改文章。
They're editing their work.
他们很好，有个叫 peer editing， 就是你修改我，我修改你，是不是这样？
And they have a system called peer editing and edit each other's words.
我自己写，我觉得我写得很好啊。
Whatever you write, you may feel it's very good.
但是给别人看，这个怎么可以？再写。
And some people will say, how can you write such thing? You can change it.
所以我觉得我们这封信也要修一下。
So that is to say that we can change our letter as well.
互相来修啊。
We can edit for each other.
我的灵修不好。
If I'm not very well spiritually cultivated.
自己不知道。
And I do not know.
你提醒我。
You have to encourage me.
啊，我是传道会有软弱啊。
Even though I'm a preacher, I have weaknesses as well.
身体也有软弱，现在感冒了。
I have physical weakness now that I'm sick.
灵性也可能有软弱啊。
And I may have spiritual weaknesses.
你也帮我祷告。
That you must pray for me.
我也修理，你也修我。
So I can edit you, and you can edit me.
是 edit 的，不是撕破。
It is to edit, not to tear apart.
有时候太厉害了，哇，撕破，这样就不好了。
And sometimes it becomes too harsh, and you tear things apart.
修改一点。
You must edit it.
让它更好。
So that it can be better.
所以就借着耶，借着神的功能就修成的。
So edit 哈。So this means that we must edit the letter.
所以我们看看刚刚这个神用指头写十条诫命在哪里了。
So let us see where God wrote this Ten Commandments.
写在石头板上。
He wrote this on tablets of stone.
写在最硬的石头板上。
And he wrote this on this hardened material.
应该是最持久的。
And this shall last the longest.
但是呢
？But what happened?
摩西拿了那个石板之后
，After Moses received the tablets,
下去看到那些百姓，马上就拜偶像。
He went down the mountain to see the people worshiping idol.
所以啊，写在石板上还是不够。
So that means that writing on stone tablets was not enough.
要写在心板上。
They must write on the tablets of the hearts.
我们看第六节。
Let us look at verse 6. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letters, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
字句是死的。
The letter is dead.
有一些基督徒啊，他们觉得说，哇，这个圣经很好。
There are some Christians who feel the Bible is very good.
啊，睡觉的时候啊，如果不平安的话，就把圣经放在床头。
And if you do not have peace when you sleep, they will put the Bible at the bedside.
有些人看电影看多了。
Some people who watch a lot of movies.
魔鬼来的时候啊。
When the Satan comes.
哇，这个来赶鬼。
And he'll use the Bible to defend themselves.
这个用纸来印的东西本身是死的东西啊。
What is printed on paper does not have life.
如果我们不读它的话。
If we do not read it,
不思想它的话，
if we do not ponder upon it,
放一百本在家里都没用。
You can put 100 Bibles in your house and it would be no use.
所以字句是死的。
So this letter has no life.
但是我们把它读，
but if we read through this,
我们把它思想，
if we meditate upon it,
我们把它实行出来，
and if we act it out,
我们就觉得这个是活的。
We will feel that this is actually alive.
所以什么叫字句是死，经是活的？
So what does it mean that what is written is dead, but the words are alive.
不是说不用守诫命哦。
That does not mean that we don't need to obey the commandments.
而是我们要学习用心去守。
That means we must learn to obey with our hearts.
不是用嘴巴来死背而已。
And we must not only memorize with our lips.
举个例子。
For example.
旧约，如果我们生在活在旧约的话，就很不幸了。
If we're living in the Old Testament time, it'd be very unfortunate.
为什么？
Why is that?
如果在旧约不来守安息日会怎么样？
If you were in the Old Testament and you did not obey the Sabbath, what would happen?
我们看出埃及记三十五章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter
35. 一到五节。
Verse 1-5.
一到三节。
1-3. Verse 1, Moses assembled the whole Israelite community and said to them, "These are the things the Lord has commanded you to do. 2. For 6 days work is to be done, but the seventh day shall be your holy day, a Sabbath of rest of the Lord. Whoever does any work on this day must be put to death. 3. Do not light a fire in any of your dwellings on Sabbath day."
啊，如果是活在旧约的话，就很严格了。
If you're living in the Old Testamental time, it is very strict.
如果安息日去工作的话，被抓到就处死刑。
You will be put to death if you're found working on Sabbath day.
啊，有人说啊，还好今天不是死旧约。
And some people say, thank goodness, we're not living in that time.
那为什么旧约的时候那么严呢？
Why is it that they were so strict at that time?
因为旧约的时候小孩子。
Because at that time, their faith is in the childhood.
不懂。
They don't understand.
神唯有用硬的说，你一定要这样做。
So God has to be strict and tell them to do this.
那新约的时候就不用了。
And the New Testament is different.
新约的时候是你长大了。
In the New Testament, we're growing up.
你要自己知道为什么要来守安息日。
And you must understand why we come to obey the Sabbath.
神爱我。
Because God loves us.
我安息日把时间分出来给神。
And so we take some time and give to the Lord the Sabbath.
没有压力的。
We do not have pressure.
就好像你来看一个你很爱的人一样。
It's almost like you coming to see someone who you love very much.
我爱神，神要安息日给我福气，我当然要来了。
I love Lord Jesus, and on that day He will bless me. Of course, I will come.
神爱我，我不可以破他的诫命，我当然要守安息日。
And God loves me. I don't want to disobey His commandments, so I will come to obey the Sabbath.
我不来的话，神会想我，神会担心我，我当然要来了。
If I don't come, then God will remember me and worry. So of course I will come.
所以啊，新约的时候，神写在心板上。
So in the New Testament, the Lord writes on the tablets of the heart.
我们要用心来去守。
And we must obey with our hearts.
啊，最后我们来看马太福音第十三章。
Lastly, let's turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音第十三章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 13.
51节
Verse 51.
51到52节
Verse 51 and 52. 51. Have you understood all these things? Jesus said. Yes, they replied. 52. He said to them, Therefore every teacher of the law who has been instructed by the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out his storeroom, new treasures, as well as old.
这里13章就讲了很多天国的比喻。
In this chapter 13, Jesus spoke a lot the parables of heaven.
关于神国的发展的这个秘密。
And about the establishment of the kingdom in heaven.
最后呢，主耶稣做个结论。
And finally, Jesus gave a conclusion.
文士受教做天国的门徒。
That the teacher and instructor, they'll be instructors of kingdom of heaven.
文士是谁呢？
Who are the teachers?
有一些那个 scribe 就是以前旧约的时代没有印刷，他自己用手抄写圣经的人。
And in the olden times, when they did not have printing, the scribes will write down the Bible.
但是如果他受教做天国的门徒呢？
And of course, he was instructed to be about the kingdom of heaven.
他要从他的腹中拿出新旧的东西来。
He will be like the owner of a house who brings out his storeroom, treasures of old and new.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
如果说当时的来说，
taken in that time.
当时如果文士要受教，除了新旧约之外，还是新新约。
If the scribe were to be educated, they must know the Old Testament as well as the New Testament.
新旧约都把主耶稣的预言讲得很清楚了。
Because both of these testaments spoke about the parable of Jesus.
今天真教会也是一样。
Today is the same in the true church.
已经进到末后的日子。
And we're nearing the end time.
文字宣道对教会来说非常的重要。
Literal evangelism is very important.
我们今天聚在一起，有世界各地文宣的精英跟我们在一起。
And today gathered here, we have many very talented people.
我们也希望弟兄姐妹多动笔。
So we ask brothers and sisters to write more.
抄抄圣经笔记。
That we can take notes from the Bible.
有什么感动，有什么见证，多写下来。
Anything that touched you, any sharings, we can record them.
把我们从我们腹中东西拿出来。
And we can take out what is within ourselves.
那么神的话语不但是写在我们石板上，还写在我们心板上。
So the Lord's words will not be only written on stone tablets, but on tablets of our hearts.
一起来唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
178首。
178.